Logan, are you there?
We're on break.
Hello.
No, he's Richard's child. He hasn't been there for years.
Nope.
Been where?
Exactly. That was the point. That was the point.
Oh, gosh.
I tell you about that. I come home from work. My daughter's sitting at the kitchen table. She looks up at me and goes, I need help.
Hit the fish tank, would you please?
I look at her and go, you're my child. You're beyond help.
True.
April, sorry. Hit the fish tank.
She just kind of looked at me for a second. I need help with math.
Yeah, that's still a no. I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Library. This is Richard, along with...
Chris.
Matt.
April.
Logan.
Maybe. He's reading his book.
Welcome. Welcome, and glad that you're awake, Logan.
Jeez.
We're going to be looking at a few things this episode. The first one's going to be Crimson Empire, a manga. And then we're going to be looking at the classic Animal Farm as our second part. But before we do that, we're going to take a... small break for Dodge City Public Library, and then we'll lead in with Chris with Crimson Empire.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. As we understand, there might be some fans of nonfiction materials in CPL land, so why not head over to www.dcpl.info and check out our podcasts. We have the nonfiction fix you've been looking for. Every month, Michael, our public service librarian, and I review a nonfiction book or other item for you to consider reading or adding to your collection. So, if you love the land of black and white informative materials, head on over and check us out. By the way, Michael thinks he's a different fictional character in every episode. No guessing what he'll be next month.
This is Last One Out, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. この場で僕のために死にかけている君を信じられるんだ。
いないと落ち着かなくなると言っても変な意味じゃないぞ。
早く元のあなたに戻ってください。
僕は目立たないつまらない男で、大した過去も。
おやおや、私はそんなに信用ならないのかな。
企み事ほど楽しい遊びはない。
And we are back, and we're ready for the first review, April.
Well, she's just going to name the artist.
I'm going to announce it.
Writer, go ahead. Who's the artist?
The story is by Quinn Rose, and the art is Hazuki Futaba. Bam.
Who's the writer?
Still did that better than I did.
The writer?
Yep.
I think it was the Quinn.
Story writer.
That's Quinn Rose.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Story Quinn Rose.
Okay, so this book starts off... This book's about an assassin who is a bodyguard who is a maid. Bodyguard, maid. Maid was the word I was looking for. Maid for some royalty. Does it ever say where?
I don't think so.
Never says where.
Okay, so I'm guessing it's probably British or even French.
Yeah.
Royalty.
It's pretty close to the desert. Generalish close.
And basically, she is, it's like everything after that is her protecting her royal peoples, if you will. But it does go back and sort of tell you exactly how she got her training, if you will. I can't remember. Something happened to her parents, or she was an orphan. And
I would say she was just an orphan.
Okay.
Not positive, but I think it was just an orphan.
And the person who was in...
She was like
picked
a street
out.
Street urchin or something.
Yeah.
Come with me.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of grabbed her off the street.
Right. So,
come with me, and then trained her to do her thing.
Okay.
Let's kill these random people. You have
basically,
no clue with this guy's...
She's trained by this guy to be an assassin. Now, does she make a deal with the devil or something like that?
Yeah, that's actually
that's coming
what
to
happened
mind.
Beforehand.
And so now she gets visited every once in a while by this person who is the devil, but is more like the Ghost Rider devil, not the person with horns or anything like that.
Are we sure
that I remember
the devil specifically or just the demon?
No,
the devil that's in Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Are we sure it's the devil exactly, or was it just a demon? I can't remember.
I thought it was a demon.
I'm not sure.
He's pretty much contracted to that one guy.
I apologize for my review because I read it a long time ago.
Since it was a contract, you tend to think devil.
It
like
was
Chris
the,
said,
yeah.
There could be a demon, I'm not sure. Well, but it felt like the devil to me, too.
And you got to point out, there's aristocrats in this, because it's in the aristocrat world, right?
I said royalty.
Yeah, and there's a maid or a butler assigned to every person.
Right.
That's their
it's
main
bit, actually.
Person. I mean, they'll protect
yeah,
other people if they need to, but their main focus is
right.
buddy system.
And she has the prince, right?
Yeah.
Her main person is the prince to protect. And like I said, the rest of it was just fights of her protecting that prince.
No, there was more than that.
Oh. Okay, now go ahead.
There was the little romance-ish type with the
who cares?
Brother. Who
I did not read this for the drama.
Who's wanting to assassinate the prince?
No. Okay.
April read it for the drama.
I did.
You know what? That brings up a good point, though.
But I do like the story because...
Did you like it because of the drama or because of the action?
I liked it because of the mix of the both.
I hated it because there wasn't enough action. It was like drama, 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 fight, drama, drama, drama.
I thought there was more action than drama.
Too bad they can't see Chris's actions while he's doing that.
I actually thought there was more action than drama in this.
Yeah, I thought there was more drama.
I'd agree with April on this one.
You guys clearly don't read the dramas I read then. This is pretty.
Now we
got to
make sure that
drama.
This action is swordplay.
Yeah,
any other type of action,
right?
Yeah. Fighting action.
As far as I know, that hasn't.
Well, I consider that romance, and there wasn't. I mean, there's not really any romance in it. It's just drama.
Yeah,
story. You're apparently insane, so don't.
Yeah.
There's a little bit. There was a little bit of intimacy. No intimacy. There's the word I was looking for. There was romance, but no intimacy.
Yeah.
These are all words I'm not familiar
apparently,
with.
She, apparently, the main character. Is
oh, Logan is the pro. Listen to him go.
Oh, I'm nowhere near pro, but.
All right, then shut up.
You, apparently.
Yeah, she's the head maid. The main head maid is the main character, and she's assigned to Prince Edvard. And Prince Edvard has a brother or half brother, Prince
half
Justin.
Brother.
I bet
and
you
that's
it's
who
German.
She, and that's who she gets into it with.
That's
Edvard.
Why.
Edvard.
It's a V. In writing,
German.
It's a V.
Yeah.
But it would be Edward in English.
Edvard.
They wrote
I don't
it like
know. Edvard. See, whenever I read mangas, I don't picture a country. I just put them in their own little worlds.
Just
I don't
fantasy
really,
world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really associate
actually,
with
the
anything.
Quinn Rose thing is a literal universe thing, too.
Because
of that one Quinn Rose box magazine. I know that another one of their series has both brother of an... completely another one of those series and some of the characters off that series in it too.
Okay, way to be confusing.
I did not understand a word
that
of that.
If you're confused, don't worry, just go over it again. Eventually
oh,
you'll
wait,
get
it's
it.
It's probably because I don't have enough intellect, so Logan called me stupid.
You're not
the other
stupid
day.
You're just close-minded.
You're just not in his
I specifically
world.
Said you weren't stupid.
Okay, calm
okay.
down.
Okay, down, children, calm hey. down.
Well, I'm wanting stuff. To say Quinrose or the Crimson Empire. I don't know if it was the game first or this came first.
Because
there is a Crimson Empire game.
It sounded familiar. That's where I've heard it.
Circumstances to Serve a Noble is the subtitle.
I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure, but I think Quinn Rose is basically...
Oh.
Used to be a game company. Now he's or is or whatever. It's switching all its games to mangas.
This is...
I think maybe... Possibly.
This series is from the creators of Alice in the Country of Clover and a tale of swashbuckling romance.
So yeah, that's the other title
sorry,
that I was talking
sorry.
About. That
yeah,
they had some crossovers.
And that makes sense because it does kind of have that same feel as the Alice one, as the Alice series is.
Hmm.
Yeah. Is that a word? Series is?
It, sure.
Or
it is
be,
now.
Yeah. Or is
and
it
they have another one such
what
as the same
say?
Universe,
series
maybe Saudi
or
Arabia-ish type
I?
countries.
I say just series.
It's a plural series.
Series.
I just say series.
Multiple series.
I say series is.
I don't think series is right. It's like, never
a
mind.
Siege.
Like what's the plural of nemesis?
Nemesi.
Nemesages.
What? Okay, whatever.
Nemesis.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, we do. Never mind. We have this discussion
Syriges.
A lot. I be honest, I couldn't get into it. I don't know what it was. Maybe
you
I was
didn't give
for...
it a chance. You saw a girl and went, this is stupid.
You didn't give
no,
it a chance.
I read about a quarter of it or so, and I was thinking, I was thinking... It
you
was
barely
gonna,
got to know the first character.
I was thinking it was going to be something different. I was expecting more assassin, like...
James Bond.
Something like that. Yeah. Something along that lines. Yeah. Than I was, you're a maid.
You didn't... Huh? Wait, you didn't get to the second... You didn't look at the cover?
Well, you gotta,
even James Bond. It's pretty self-explanatory right there.
Even James Bond played a butler at some point.
No.
Nah, no, don't think
so. So wait, you didn't even get to the second novel,
second book?
Second issue, yeah.
No, neither did Chris.
Come on, man, that's where they start going on a date.
Hey, I at least gave it the first issue.
I will admit, Chris at least read the whole issue. I did not. I didn't enjoy it.
It's more of a chick manga. It's a shoujo more.
I don't know if it'd be more for so-jo. Chick, but there was a lot more drama than I could stand.
It's more of a shoujo, though.
Yeah.
You could have...
Shoujo.
And I... That's, yeah. Girls comics
chick mangas.
In Japan. So
those are chick mangas.
Shonen.
That's been confused.
Shonen Ai would be like girls, but that has enough adventure that boys are interested, and Shonen is just for boys.
That's why I don't like what Logan reads and vice versa.
And Naruto and stuff is like Shonen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this one I did read in the cover is based off of a game, adventure game.
I suspect that all of Quinn Rose's are like that.
Probably so. But this one, the drama that Chris was talking about, it's heavy into that because it gets into the political stuff as well, not just the
so it's
romance
not, it's
angle,
not girly
stuff
drama,
as well.
Just drama in general.
Yes.
Because it talks about the prince being so kind when he's around her, but behind
dude,
the scenes,
her prince
he's pretty
is
cold-blooded.
I don't really think that the... Well, see, here's the thing. Are they going to try... I didn't read the second one, so I got a legit question. Is there going to be romance between the prince and her?
Which one?
The blonde-headed, flighty one.
No, he's retarded, and I hate
okay.
him. Well, actually, no.
If it's like Alice, then there'll be romance between everybody and her. They'll just split it off into different dimensions.
Way to call her a whore.
Oh.
If it's anything
so
like Alice,
is
gonna
one
be
too?
A whore. No, it's not going to be
I wasn't
like going to
say that
think.
The guy was flighty. I was going to say he kind of behaved differently.
Yeah, no, she...
not.
Prince Edward is slightly sociopathic.
Her prince that she's assigned to guard is Prince Edward, and he's the...
Blonde.
He's the one that's favored to get the throne, and he has either a brother or a half-brother. I can't remember.
House.
Prince Justin, who has the black hair, and he's kind of the... darker child, the one
right.
that nobody likes, and that's who she has the
well,
love interest
just,
with.
Just by looking at it, you can tell there's going to be
something.
Throne fights between the two. Because one's blonde hair, one's dark hair. One's good, one's bad. One's light, one's dark. Okay?
It didn't take much.
And like, actually, they're both good.
No, Prince Edward's a douchebag.
Wow.
I don't like him.
Well,
Prince Edward
scenes,
is apparently much better than you think he is.
Behind the scenes, he's pretty cold-blooded.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't like
I
that.
I won't argue that. He's slightly sociopathic.
That's why I like Prince Justin more, because at least Prince Justin is like honest and everything. Yeah. Prince Edward's a two-faced. Like a chick.
So flighty.
For being slightly sociopathic... Prince Edward is extremely good.
Well, guys, I wonder who April
so
liked
put this into perspective.
Yeah, I wonder who April liked in the book. So what age range do you give this?
I'd give it's more of a teen.
Mid-high school.
Yeah. It's like a teenager's type of book. Not too serious.
Junior, senior, I'd say.
I'd give it.
Because of the political
stuff. Because of the drama. Okay. Yeah, I'd say high school, just not. Maybe older middle school, maybe. Not really, though. But yeah.
Say ninth grade. I can see the girls getting into it faster than the boys, to me. And I think you kind of backed that up with your statements. It wasn't quite your cup of tea. So, and
well,
it
that just means
bad.
It's not for adults.
Nah.
Well, we have adults.
It's not for
with
little children
lines.
Either. Yeah. It's clearly not for children either.
It was a good sort of different than what we have been reading. So not supernatural.
I've been trying to steer away from those for a reason, because we did quite a few there in a row.
Right.
So
that's what I said. It was,
well, she is going to be
it was
the
different from that
when she dies,
which is a good thing.
Other than that, no supernatural.
But I'm, you know,
true.
If someone was exploring the genre of manga, that would be one that I would recommend.
Did you know my first manga?
Bleach.
Peach Girl.
Oh.
Oh my god.
We still have that. I think we have that here.
We have it too. It's at the so many memories.
That was your first
classic.
That was my first. That was my
manga.
That started it all. Oh hey. Man, that's so
talking about drama.
Yeah,
drama.
That had drama in it.
Unless that's anything else, I think that's about it for this go.
I'm fine.
Oh,
I'm,
hey,
I
think we're good. The coolest thing, Big Dog Inc. posts their artwork on their Facebook page.
What?
Why didn't you just bring your phone in here? Just curious. They're going to call me next. Well, no, they won't. Okay. Come on.
You said Big Dog Inc. posts it on
Big Dog Inc. is on Facebook, and they post their drawings. Some of them before color, some of them after color. Different ideas with the Oz characters, mostly Dorothy, and some of their other characters of their other graphic novels.
Okay.
So check them out.
And with that being all for Crimson Empire, we're going to do a short break for Music Alley, and we'll be right back. We'd like to thank MusicAlley.com for providing our intro and outro for this week's program. It is Andrew Lubman's Train of Thought. We appreciate them doing that for us. If you're interested in music of any type, be sure to check them out at MusicAlley.com. They have every type of music you can think of, and there's sure to be something in there that you're interested in. So again, thank you to MusicAlley.com, and now back to the show.
Hey guys, this is Sean from Phoenix Ash, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I was on the road with a traveling band. I saw a revolution in a foreign land. The animals thought they could run the farm. They marched through the barnyard singing this song. Four legs good, two legs bad. The animals know that the people are mad. Four legs good, two legs bad. The animals know that the people are mad on the animal farm. The cows and the horses will plow the fields. The sheep and the goats will cook.
And we are back, and this time around we're going to be looking at the classic Animal Farm by George Orwell. Let's see, the edition I have is a 2004 edition, First World Library Literary Society edition. And within the book, I did not see an actual first edition copyright. We'll have to look that up later. Maybe get that to you. I can't remember. I want to say 50s. But this edition is fairly inexpensive if you don't have a copy or you need to get a replacement. It was only $9.95. It's kind of a...
Sure, you could probably... Is it free on Google or...
A lot of places will have it for free as well.
So Google and digital print. You might even find it on audio on some of your local libraries, digital libraries. Yep. So...
There you go, big yawn.
Big old yawn over there. What we have is, it's a fairly short book. It's only like 120 some pages, I think. In my edition anyway, 113. So fairly short book.
Our book's pretty skinny though.
True, but it's about Mr. Jones. He owns the Manor Farm somewhere in some country. It's never really defined, but I always look at it as being in Great Britain somewhere.
It is.
And the major is a prize boar that told the other animals of the farm he had a dream that because of poor conditions, the animals of Manor Farm would one day revolt and take over the farm.
1945.
Well, I was off by a few years.
Jeez, Dad.
Sorry about that. I did say 50s, so I was in the ballpark. In the outfield, maybe, but in the ballpark. we have Clover, who's a motherly middle-aged mare. Boxer, who's a big old stout horse. And he basically put two horses together, and that's Boxer. Molly is a pretty white mare who likes ribbons in her mane. We have Snowball, who's the Reed Rebellion.
Oh, my God.
He leads the rebellion on the farm.
Oh.
And what is that Nickelodeon cartoon with all the talking animals that's done in CGI?
Wow.
What? Animal Farm.
Barnyard?
No.
Barnyard.
This is what it's starting to sound like.
Who did they copy Barnyard after that?
And they laid forth the 7 commandments that the animals are supposed to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Napoleon helped him in the rebellion and then bided his time to overthrow Snowball at a future date. And then the other main character is Squealer, and he becomes Napoleon's speaker of the animals.
Okay. Some Kleenex?
This book is so retarded. It's a really good book. I like it, but oh my gosh.
Well, if you read it in the
Logan.
Yeah, no, did you want one? Did you need one?
If you read it in the mindset of a Nickelodeon cartoon, I'm sure it would probably be hilarious.
Well, it's just the stories. We're trying to do a review. Let's go.
I'm on Memento.
Okay. I'm not finished yet with my bit.
Good. Dang it. So,
that the 7 commandments, well, first of all, Mr. Jones was there, and the animals basically did rise up, did a revolt, kicked him out of his harm because they thought they could do better than him, feed themselves better than him, man the farm better than him. So that's the gist of the rebellion.
Disposable thumbs.
And becomes...
Disposable thumbs.
We'll be coming to that.
I don't know why I'm laughing because I just blanked on all of that. I just heard disposable thumbs.
But Snowball was the one who changed the name of the farm from Manor Farm to Animal Farm. That's how you get Animal Farm.
But then it changed again.
Animals are in charge. The 7 commandments.
To see them pick up a coffee cup.
Well, they do drink. Yeah. We'll get to that. The 7
so
commandments
funny.
Are whatever goes upon 2 legs is an enemy. Second one is whatever goes upon 4 legs or has wings is a friend. The third one is no animal shall wear clothes. Fourth is no animal shall sleep in a bed. Fifth is no animal shall drink alcohol. Sixth is no animal shall kill any other animal. 7, all animals are equal.
This is a religious spoof.
More like political.
More political.
Okay.
Still spoof, but more like political.
So that's a constitution, not a commandment.
Yeah, okay. This is such a hypocritical book. Oh, I just remember I wanted to smack Snowball upside the head.
But basically, the animals would produce all the food, and they shall survive on the farm by themselves. The pigs taught themselves how to read.
First thing right there. Literally.
So they read.
Well, if they get mail, how do they open up an envelope?
No, check this out. We hate people. You can't become like them. That's horrible. Let's go learn how to read.
Well,
that's
They did write down the commandments.
I know. Makes
what?
Me so mad. With blood.
I had to grab a pencil.
They learned how to hold it with their hooves really shakily. I think that's so stupid. Like, seriously, pigs?
The pigs, like I said, did teach themselves to read, so they became the supervisors. So what does that supersede? All the animals being equal.
Yeah.
For some reason,
Well, they did have the longest attention span, so at least they had that much.
All the other animals can't remember stuff.
They have a good sense of taste, so.
I write in my books when I read them, you know, like if I find something interesting or whatever. And on the 7 commandments, you know, the first one is whatever goes upon 2 legs is an enemy, and I put kangaroos above it. I was like, that does not work. That does not work.
Well, to be fair, kangaroos are
all your
over a sea away from
gorillas.
Yep.
I'm not sure if they
primarily walk on 2 feet.
Well, wait a minute. Now, that gives him insight about his own beliefs a little bit.
Well, they only
if monkeys are enemies,
but they don't really know about all the exotic animals. You got to realize
this is
that too.
Animal-ish.
They're talking about
is that a thing
within the farm and farm animals
are
what they are used
to. How does it supersede that no animal should eat another animal? What happens if a wolf stumbles around?
I know. I think that whole
or a coyote. You know, wait, he's a friend, but wait.
I put an X by that. I'm like, that's retarded right there. Like, just let nature take over.
Is this book a requirement for a lot of college entrance exams?
I don't know, but I'd read it either way.
Is this on a college reading list somewhere?
Probably.
Maybe.
I can't remember.
Why?
Was on the list you sent to me or
it's
not.
It's a classic.
Because it reflects politics.
And the politics, yep.
The politics. And
where's
how
the critical thinking is my question.
Oh, my God.
Question.
It becomes,
everywhere.
You know, the change of everybody's being equal to power can corrupt.
You see basically the power shift in the...
That's the core piece of the story is power corrupts.
I think it describes America.
While they're doing the everybody's equal bit, they actually do pretty well for themselves.
Then after one person, Snowball, Napoleon? If I remember correctly.
What?
Wait, no, Napoleon, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Snowball's the one that got ran out. But Napoleon screws everybody over.
Well, that's what he did.
Except for the pigs.
And see, the Snowball held meetings every Sunday about what work was to be done, what purpose the changes are for, and all this good stuff. And Napoleon was always there, but he always took the opposite side.
I always thought about Valentine and Peter from Ender's Game whenever I read that part. When they were doing their politics thing.
True. That is true. They're extremes. Yeah, I could see that. But they always took the opposite sides. The animals voted in Snowball to be the leader.
We're foreshadowing the next review.
No, yeah.
Oh, sorry. True.
Depending on which way you post them.
Eventually, the other animals cannot. Group breeding was not allowed. They could not make the decisions. Only the pigs could. And Snowball, as they said, was overthrown eventually by Napoleon because there was a point where there were some dogs and some puppies.
Oh, my gosh.
And he basically took the puppies away.
So much foreshadowing right there.
And then later on when they grew, he brought them back and forced Snowball out. And the dogs became like the...
police.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And Oma, this... Oh, God.
Gestapo.
And this, you know, they...
That's the only other word I can think of to describe that.
Gestapo. And they, you know, how the animals drove out the people from the farm, you know, when they took over and everything. And when when the people attack again to try to get the farm back, they run away. They're so... I felt so ashamed. I was like, humans.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason they were able to run Snowball off was with the dogs, but also the victor has the history books. They write the history books.
And given the low-level attention span of most of the other animals, they can get away with it.
Right, because they don't remember what actually happened.
And none of them can
Snowball
really
led the rebellion, but Napoleon came back and says, no, he was actually a traitor. He wanted us to rebel, and then he was going to bring the leaders back in. But they said, well, he was shot, wasn't he? But then Napoleon came back and said, well, that was planned, make him look more like a rebellion leader. So kind of shows you how conniving and manipulating
brain capacity
people. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who to put the blame on here. Napoleon or the animals?
Well, the only animal you could really put too much blame on was the old donkey. And he was just generally apathetic.
That's
because
he was
thing.
Just chilling because he was like, you guys are retarded. I'm just going to sit this one out.
Pretty much. And that's his point of view for just about the whole book.
What was his name?
Except for that.
Benjamin or something?
Benjamin.
Squealer becomes the town crier for Napoleon. Napoleon moves into the house with all the pigs. So there's another break. And then during the night, when all the animals are asleep, Squealer or somebody would go out and make amendments to the commandments.
Yeah.
And then when the animals would wake back up, they'd look up there and said, I don't remember it being that way. But I don't remember it being not that way.
Because they couldn't read, and even if they could, it wasn't that well or anything. Yeah.
So again, are we the common animals with the politicians being like this? We're not willing to make the change? So it's a play about the whole political system, and, you know, you got to participate to a degree to
know
what's going on.
Squealer kind of reminds me of, I don't know.
Wait. She lost her train of thought. Yeah. She is blonde, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, of Beatty Bamford.
Who's that?
From Sweeney Todd.
Oh.
He's the judge's little rat that he always hangs around him.
Sorry.
Anyways, people who watched it will understand me.
I'll just take your word for it.
I will take
I'll be the donkey.
They'll understand me. It makes sense if you know what I'm talking about.
You've seen Sweeney Todd.
We don't, so we're okay.
God.
And then the pigs, they thought, you know, they began to drink, to imbibe in alcohol. And Napoleon thought he was dying.
Napoleon is such a drama queen. Oh, my gosh.
It's called a hangover.
What was Napoleon?
He was a pig.
He was a pig, too. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, they had like a wild night and everything. They first discovered alcohol. And the next day, he had Squealer go make an announcement about how he was dying. And his last words were this. And his last law, his like death wish was that there should be no alcohol consumption. Like, alcohol should be outlawed. And then he got better by the afternoon because he was just hungover.
And then they changed it to, you can drink, but not so much. You know,
yeah.
You monitor, you know, and you had to be responsible drinkers. And then after a while, you talked about eating animals. I don't think they ever ate another animal, but they did start killing other animals.
Yeah, like a lot. Because, they went on a killing spree.
Yeah. Because there's that. Anybody that brings false accusations against me is going to die, whether it was false or true.
Or anyone
he would always
who's...
declare it false and sick the dogs after him. And whoop, they're gone.
Dogs disposed of the evidence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And,
so they ate them.
And we're not hitting every point, because if we did, it'd take too long.
But
there
the
is so many just little tiny things that I marked in here that just shows.
Do these people have a form of currency? Animals have a form of currency?
No.
Forgot they were animals, didn't you?
They do use dollars eventually, or whatever they use in the British system, because they start trading.
Pounds start trading
with people.
Yeah, and the animals really don't like that.
And people
that.
Didn't find it funny that animals could talk.
I know, that's what I thought. I was like, this is what?
That part was a bit odd.
Or that the fact that they're making deals with animals, like.
Yeah, see, that would.
But
be...
yeah, but
maybe the animals are personified.
Oh no, they were animals.
No, they're animals.
They were animals, but at the end, boy, did we give the ending or not?
No, we've never given an ending away.
Don't give the ending. It's a good ending.
Oh.
But there is this thing that I like that I noticed. I was going along and I marked when they were describing the person that Napoleon got in contact with to start trading. They described him as a sly looking person, and I'm like, okay, so I marked that, and then I got to a different page farther into the book. Gosh dang it. Okay, and here it is. And there's this different man, and it's described as the same thing. I was like, they see every man the same way. Is that okay? That's just me. That's maybe just me, but
it's the way some cultures are. You know, they paint everybody in one shade. That's happened in our past, of course.
I'm just the one that finds it interesting with the whole.
It happens.
But yeah, there's a lot of really little subtle things that changes over time that if you weren't looking for it, you wouldn't notice. I have so many markings in this book.
And this is one, I think, ninth grade, or probably even eighth graders and up, because it's a fairly simple book. It's real short. And if they'd especially be able to understand it if a teacher was doing it in conjunction with a history class and talking about government and how things can change and how, you know, victors rewrite the history if they want to.
It's a simple read, but it's probably not a simple understanding.
Yeah, I don't.
True.
I think
that's why I said
I think
if
they could,
was involved with a teacher, I think that'd be real great. After that, probably on their own, I think once they get to high school level, they would be able to understand it. But seventh and eighth graders could, but it'd be something, like I said, a teacher being involved with and discussing.
I would
the
give
points.
This to seniors, just because I know generations. So. Because not calling anyone particular out, but just in general, to give it out. In general,
I'll agree with her, only because
seniors.
I don't think anybody below a senior would see a point in reading it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that people below that couldn't read it, because it is a simple read, but to understand it and actually get into
be able
the meaning
to relate
of it in depth.
How it involves.
Yeah, that's why I would put it senior level.
It's in the real world, you know.
Yeah. Because,
the reflection.
Because my class read Ender's Game and they had a hard enough time understanding that book.
Okay.
Sorry, gosh.
I didn't
Ender's Game.
I didn't read it, but I can see her point of view.
Her point.
Yeah.
And she's actually there, so she knows better than anybody for sure.
I'm like, I'm not speaking for everyone out there, but.
We had a good history teacher in our school because from ninth grade on, it was essay tests. So we have
Kansas educational system has changed much.
Yes,
this is Oklahoma.
Yeah. Okay. So we're supposed to be what the level of English my class is at is so low. It's not even funny. We're lower than like what freshmen should be at.
She had us one page multiple choice and fill in the blank, and then two pages, usually two questions on each page was essay. So. But it got me prepared for college, so she did right by us. But this is a good one if you don't have it on your shelves or need a replacement copy.
Pick it up.
You can pick it up for a fairly reasonable price. Not bad at all.
You guys, okay. You know what my friend got me for a present?
I give up.
That.
Well, you started off with a guessing game, and I don't even know where to begin.
Guess. Okay, it's a book. It's such a good book. I was so happy because I was in the worst mood ever, and it was a Monday, and I was pissed off. And she comes into my biology class and puts it on my desk, and I was just like, ah.
Is it a biology book?
No. It was The Grapes of Wrath.
Oh yeah, I would be mad. I had to do a paper on that.
I didn't have to do a paper, but I had to read it.
I like it.
April's happy about it.
I was so happy. I just...
Okay, not my choice of reading material.
So good.
Jeez. I think of the California Raisins when I hear the title.
Hold it through the grapevine.
Yep. Thank you, because I was thinking it. I was going to sing it.
Because I told her, I was like, if you buy me any classical book, I'll like it. And she remembered. So happy. So happy.
April's happy. And we'd be happy if everybody out there would write us and comment to us on Facebook or give us a email at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We'd be glad to get any responses from our shows or any suggestions. We've gotten
enough. And I know we offended somebody out there. Tell us we did it.
Did you get new fish?
Yes.
They're nice. Cool.
The blonde has come through.
No, I haven't. They're called Rosie Barbs.
Oh. Well, no, I haven't seen them. How's that blonde? Did you get new fish? That's a legit question right there. They weren't there last time. Cool. They're little. They're going to get eaten.
Uh-oh.
They're always moving around.
Well, all fish are always moving around.
No, my goldfish will sit in one spot for a few seconds, but those rosy barbs, they just keep moving.
Super hyper.
Were we done?
Okay, back to the podcast.
Yeah, back to the podcast. I think Richard has some comments.
Fish are friends, not food. What?
When we get a email or a Facebook comment, we'd like to share it with everybody. Basically, these are from Nathan again on Facebook. He's becoming a regular response for us, and we appreciate that. And anybody else, please do. We like the comments and replies.
You can even tell us we're doing a bad job. We'll be all right with that.
But in one of our podcasts, when we talked about the Croods, we also mentioned the movie Turbo and wasn't sure who the company was for Turbo, and he actually came back and said it was DreamWorks, so thank you for giving us
that
information.
Was it good? I love the Croods.
And Turbo.
I haven't seen Turbo, but it looks
decent.
No,
I haven't seen Turbo yet.
It's cute.
You know what I want to see? The Lego movie.
Seen it.
You know what else I want to see? Rio 2. Going to theaters for that one.
That one's not out yet.
I know.
Divergent.
Everything is awesome. Yeah.
It comes out this weekend. As a matter of fact, my daughter is going to go watch that for a birthday party. Yeah. And I'm kind
of
going...
Yeah. You'll be so sick of that. I took all my kids out to watch Lego Movie. And they were singing, Everything is Awesome on the way home. And I just wanted to...
No, Divergent. Yeah, my friend asked me if I wanted to go see that with her. But I'm going to be gone. So that sucks.
Okay. Who else? Comment.
Next one was a comment from our Tiger and Bunny and Starship Troopers. He agreed with us on Starship Troopers. That was basically... well read, but only for the hardcore sci-fi people.
Yeah,
and it's a shame. He's like, more people should. And he agrees with April. He's looking forward to the Animal Farm review. So hopefully, we didn't disappoint this go around.
Somebody agrees with me.
Mark it.
Mark that on the calendar. Golly.
I went back and said she's looking forward to it and all that good stuff. And then he asked us if we were familiar with the unincorporated series, and I am not. I don't know if anybody else is, and he suggested that as a possible series to look at as a book.
Unincorporated.
It's a sci-fi series. And then his last comments, let's see about here.
You know what?
Oh, he asked about if he could see the faces behind the voices, and that's a legitimate question because you can. We have at the top of our webpage at comicpoplibrary.com, there's some hyperlinks that gives our sections right underneath the picture, and one of them is a host link. You can click on that, and it'll take you straight to our host page, and it'll have pictures of everybody there. I'm needing to add one person or a couple more to that because we're starting to do a few more mini pops with some different people here and there, so we'll be adding a few more, but the five of us and my wife's picture, since she does the sound editing, our pictures are all there so you can actually see what we look like.
Okay,
so.
You know what review I'm never going to allow us to
You'll
do
be sorry.
Unless it's requested, Fault in Our Stars.
I'm requesting it.
Book or movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What's that?
It's that really, really popular book now by John Green. It's about about a teenage girl with cancer, and her mom forces her to go to a cancer support group or something, and she meets this boy, and it's about that romance, even though she has cancer and blah, blah. And oh, God, it just reminds me of Nicholas Sparks.
Okay.
Tearjerker.
Ugh.
Oh, you know what?
Ugh.
Unincorporated Man sounds like it would be an interesting read.
What is it?
Plot. A successful industrialist named Justin Cord, frozen in secret in the early 21st century, is discovered and resurrected in the 24th century. He is given health and a vigorous younger body, as well as the promise of wealth and fame. There's only one problem. He remains the only unincorporated man in the world. What? Justin cannot accept only part ownership of himself. Even if that places him in conflict with the civilization that extends outside the solar system to the Oort cloud, which is like the very farthest
from us or whatever.
It's basically the sphere that encapsulates our solar system.
Okay.
I'm confused.
The farthest the light from our sun travels. There we go. Oort cloud and beyond.
Okay. Have to put that on the reading list. I got several books in my office already, though, so it might take a while.
The series includes also Unincorporated War and Unincorporated Woman and The Unincorporated Future.
So those are either become part of the podcast regular episode, or there might be a mini pops on those. Mm-hmm. And we are doing more mini pops. Some of these are going to be continuations of series that we've done, because we had people ask in the past about, are we going to continue with the series? So the mini pops is where I'm going to use that at. So like Ender's Game, we might read a book here or there to kind of continue
all
the series.
All 14 of them?
Oh,
but we're
God.
Not going to do them all in one shot.
16.
It's 16 now? Okay.
So we'll kind of jump around, but we'll hit series as we're going, as well as other books that aren't part of the regular episodes. But if you're interested in helping us out, we do have a donate button on our page as well. You'll always get content from us for free, but if you want to help us out with some of our expenses, we'd be glad and appreciative of anything you can do for us.
Send us including Comic-Con.
Including bandwidth for the podcast.
Or South by Southwest.
Yeah, let's go South
by the way,
by
did
Southwest.
You hear...
Do you know how many people were there that I wanted to see?
Lady Gaga did a art piece. Did you hear about that?
No, because I don't pay attention.
She did
to
a
her.
Song like Lady in total Lady Gaga style.
Yeah,
right.
She was out there playing the drums,
did
and then some lady
picture?
Comes out, starts drinking green paint, and then pukes all over.
Like, was this supposed to happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
It was part of the art.
Who knows?
It's classic crazy Blondie.
What?
Okay.
It would have been funnier if it was just a random person
well,
there.
Hold on. I got another story about South by Southwest. Some random drunk driver ran in and killed two people listening to a concert at South by Southwest.
That.
So,
that sucks.
I do believe it's
over now. I'm not.
Yeah,
I think it was just last weekend.
That's sad.
So
to those
wherever
things,
the next South by Southwest is, please be careful.
Oh, it's always in Austin. It's Austin. So drink responsibly and have a designated driver, because I think the person was intoxicated. So
this public service announcement.
Yes.
Always remember bulletproof
you know
vests and bike helmets.
1975.
Sure all the bike helmets will work.
Wow. Logan, you're so loud. Did you know the 1975 was there?
Okay. Didn't know
that's
that.
That's disappointing. No. Dad, you
well,
don't know who that is.
A lot of groups go there. Yeah, dude. It's a group.
There was a rumor that Eric Snowden
you
was
remember?
Also going to speak there.
I don't know. There's a bunch
well,
of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a technology
it'd
movie
be cool
and
one.
Music.
Yeah.
It'd be a cool one that it's maybe like, we could go to, and we're not that far.
We're not. We're
8 hours.
That's not that far.
That,
Texas is a big state.
That's not that far.
It's in Austin. In Texas, you can make Dallas.
It's a pretty good
eight.
Distance.
It's another couple hours down to Austin.
For us.
It'd be a good 10.
That's still not too bad.
And we could hit.
I'd drive it.
Probably would have to stay in a town outside. They're probably all booked a year in advance.
Nope, I'm going
to
stay on the streets. I'm going to be a hobo.
If the free concerts everybody can go to, but then there is some paid events.
Yeah, there's
too.
Paid stuff too. So. It sounds like it'd be cool, but.
But it's a week long event. It's pretty long. Because that's where some of the independent movie producers go to look at. You know, that's like another Sundance for them, in a sense.
Yep.
But
it'd be cool one that we might be able to go to.
True.
Maybe.
But if you would like to help us out, and then everything goes back into the podcast, whether it's buying review material, going to conventions like Matt said with South by Southwest or Comic-Con, bandwidth, like Chris said, whatever we need at the time. And I think that about wraps it up for us. If anybody else has a comment before we go, if not, sounds like we are done. Everybody out there, have fun. We're having fun in here. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.